Hello and welcome to a conversation that might just save your fingers and your friendship with your cat. Here's what hooked me. I was petting my cat. She was purring like a tiny engine. Eyes soft, totally blissed out. I felt like the best cat parent on earth. And then, chomp. Teeth on hand. No warning I could read. If you've been there, you're not alone. Roughly 2 out of 5 cat owners get bitten at least once a month, often during what looks like a peaceful petting session. So what gives? Good news, your cat doesn't secretly hate you. Many of these love bites are communication. A gentle nibble, often with relaxed body and even purring, usually means, I like you, but I'm done now. It's a boundary, not a betrayal. What throws us is how subtle cats are. Purring isn't just happy. Cats purr when content, but also when nervous or self-soothing. So yes, you can have a purring cat and a bite seconds later. The number one reason? Overstimulation. Imagine someone rubbing the same spot on your arm over and over. Nice at first, then suddenly too much. Cats have super sensitive skin, especially along the back and near the base of the tail. So pleasant can flip to please stop fast. I had a tabby named Oliver who taught me this. He'd head bonk, puddle into my lap, and at the 30-second mark, nip. Every time. He wasn't moody. He had a low petting tolerance. Some cats can handle 10 minutes. Others tap out at 30 seconds. Learn your cat's number by stopping before they do. Reading their signals is everything. Tail, relaxed, is still or gently swaying. Sharp flicks or metronome flacks, countdown. Ears, forward is comfy. Turning sideways or flattening back means ease up. Back, that little ripple under the fur is a nervous system overload alert. Eyes, pupils widening in normal light, rising excitement, or stress. Catch any two together? Wrap up the petting party. Not all bites are equal. A love bite is controlled, brief, and paired with loose, relaxed body language. An aggressive bite is fast and hard, with hissing, growling, ears flat, tight body, maybe a bottle brush tail. That's not miscommunication. That's fear, pain, or serious irritation. Back off immediately. Other reasons besides overstimulation? Pain. If bites happen when you touch a specific area, lower back, hips, along the spine, it could be arthritis, skin issues, or even dental pain making touch feel worse. New, specific, or escalating behavior? Call the vet. Past experiences. Some rescues learned that hands aren't always kind. They can want affection and still brace. Predictable, gentle routines rebuild trust. Pway. Kittens and young cats flip from cuddles to game on in a heartbeat. Your moving hand becomes a toy. Redirecting to actual toys plus clear boundaries fixes this. Simple communication. Stop petting, start playing, or my bowl is tragically empty. Not malicious, just efficient. So how do we keep skin intact and the bond strong? 1. Respect the limit. If your cat tends to bite at 2 minutes, stop at 1:45. Leave on a high note. Short, sweet sessions build trust. You're teaching your cat that you read their signals. 2. Pet the safe zones. Most cats love the head, cheeks, under the chin, and the base of the ears. Go lightly down the back, one direction only. Belly and base of the tail are advanced territory. A rolled over belly often means I feel safe, not please touch my most vulnerable spot. 3. Try a consent test. Offer your hand a few inches away, let your cat come to you. Pet for 3 slow strokes, then pause. If they lean in or bunt your hand, continue. If they look away, shift, or the tail starts up, you've got your answer. 4. Pair petting with play. Burn energy first with a wand toy, then switch to quiet affection. With young or playful cats, End petting by tossing a koi so any rising arousal goes into play, not your skin. 5. Manage your reaction. If a bite happens, freeze for a beat. Don't yank your hand. That can trigger chase or clamp reflexes. Exhale, gently disengage, and end the session calmly. No yelling, no nose taps, no scruffing. Punishment turns a small miscommunication into a trust problem. Here's a simple exercise you can try today. Sit with your cat for 1 minute. Pet only cheeks and chin. Count your strokes. Watch tail, ears, back, pupils. The instant you see a tail flick or ears tilt sideways, stop and wait. If your cat relaxes, you caught the window. Repeat a few times this week and you'll predict their limit like clockwork. If you've got a hand hunter who ambushes during affection, keep a soft toy or kipper nearby. The moment teeth come out, present the toy and channel energy there. You're not rewarding the bite, you're offering the right outlet. Over time, your cat learns. Hands are for calm touch, toys are for teeth. A few quick tips. Keep strokes slow and light in the direction of fur. Approach from the side at a low angle. No hovering claw hand. Sprinkle tiny treats during short, successful sessions so petting predicts good things. Give your cat control. If they want to leave, let them. Nothing tanks trust faster than being held when they're done. And please, if you notice a sudden change, a cuddle bug now bites when touched in one spot, stiffness on jumps, or grooming seems painful, see your vet. One appointment can rule out medical issues and save months of frustration. If biting is intense or unpredictable, a certified behavior pro can tailor a plan. You don't have to figure it out alone. Let's zoom back to the heart of this. Your cat isn't trying to be difficult. They're trying to be understood. Cats are experts at subtlety. When we learn a little cat, everything changes. You stop right before the tail starts thwacking. You stick to cheeks and chin, not the belly. You let them guide the pace. Suddenly, those cozy moments you wanted, you get more of them, with fewer teeth involved. I've been the confused human and the parent of the overstimulated cat. Here's what I wish I'd known sooner. When in doubt, do less and do it better. Shorter sessions, softer touch, clearer exits. Leave them wanting more. It feels counterintuitive, but it builds a reservoir of trust. And that trust shows up everywhere. Easier grooming, smoother vet visits, and yes, more joyful bonding. More cuddles that end with a sigh, not a bite. If you want to dive deeper into body language cues, why certain areas are so sensitive, and step-by-step training routines, check out the written article. For now, try the 3-stroke pause. Watch the tail. Celebrate small wins. Your cat will tell you everything you need to know once you know how to listen. Thanks for spending this time with me and your whiskered roommate. Give them a cheek rub from me, just 3 strokes. Then pause, and I'll see you next time.